cloud nine, cause I'm on cloud nine. I'm on cloud nine, cause I'm high as a drum. I'm on cloud nine, cause I'm on cloud nine, cause I'm on cloud nine, cause I'm high as a drum. I rep that hub C,
We back in here, man. All the way live show like we always do, man. Live performances, man. A bunch of dope guests. Different aspects of hip-hop, though, all the way, man. And it's dope. Hey, DJ Zion in the mix, too, tonight.
What up,
homeboy? We got our next guest in the
yes,
building.
Yes, let's get. We were actually chatting off air. Yeah. And we started to get into a really good topic. We were like, stop.
He wants to. I think he's gonna interview us right now. But hey, go ahead and introduce yourself, homie.
Say what's,
hey, what's
up,
y'all? It's West Haven Blast checking in with B-Side.net and the B-Side Show.
Thank you, bro. Hey, and thanks for coming through, man. And we were talking, like, we see you guys around and stuff, and you guys came through for our anniversary show on the 5-year. And we'll be working together a lot soon.
Right.
But specifically, right off the bat, talk about an organization that you're affiliated with that also covers, you know, hip hop events and stuff, man.
Right. Well, I'm affiliated with dubcnn.com. If you don't know,
should know. Y'all know you should know. But here's tell
you'll
you again.
You'll see my face around. I basically, you know, interview all your hottest stars. You know, West Coast hip hop. We also, you know, dabble outside of West Coast too. Events, interviews, breaking new artists, all that, you know, leaking new albums, everything West Coast hip hop related, basically.
That's what's up. We were just talking, like, what are some areas that you guys are always filming, and where do you guys shoot?
Oh yeah, we're just talking about this. Basically everywhere where it's popping, like you say, it's the Fresh Fest or How the West Was Won, or you know, everywhere, basically, you know, even if it's a one-on-one interview, like we did Sugar Free, Curtis Young, everybody.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. It's a great thing to tune
Free,
into.
We're trying to get him to stop by the beat. I mean, Sugar Free's he's a cool homie and everything,
yeah,
but
cool.
It's hard to get him in one spot sometimes.
He's real cool. He's
yeah.
Real cool.
Hey, so
he's
how was cool. That interview, man?
Real it was real
fly.
Good. It was real good. Honestly, yeah, he was real fly because, you know, he was real pimpish. Yeah. But he delved into a lot of topics that a lot of people haven't got out of him, like his history, and so it was real good.
Do you think that you brought it out of him?
Yeah, I think we did, because I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking about how he actually got into the pimp game.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That's some heavy topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, shit. I'm going to go research that, man. I'm trying to get
what are
started.
What are we going to learn from you tonight, Rabbit?
No, I'm trying to get started in the pimp game, so I'm going to...
You know, we've been trying to get into some new business lately. Is
yeah,
pimping...
man, is there money in it?
Or, I know.
Hey, man. So thank you for coming through, by the way. And you guys also, because we know about this firsthand, it doesn't just happen, bro, every week. Like, we have a team that helps put everything
Definitely.
Together.
Right.
Shay Whitey's back there. Ivania's here. We got our DJs, man. And Diggler, man, he's out somewhere.
Right.
He'll be back next week. Right. Shouts out to Diggler. He's watching right now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we missed you.
He'll be back next week. But it takes a team. Oh, Drac.
Oh, of course, Drac.
Yeah, I'll probably get kicked out of the building if I don't say that. Hey, no, but you guys have a team as well.
Yes.
And talk about that and the importance of it and some of your guys' team, too.
It's very important. Right? That's a real good topic, too, because without the team, it can't get done. You guys already know Avian Amell. You've met her.
Yeah.
She's a very important part of the team. My man Ghetto Flame, who's in the building, he does the editing, lot of the editing for us, and so he's a big part of the team. And of course, my boss in the UK, shout out to Rudd. You know what I'm saying? Without him, none of it would be possible.
Right. That's right, man. Teamwork, man, it makes it happen.
Makes the dream work.
Yeah, yes. Makes the dream work.
Exactly.
Hey, but also though, besides, you know, Dub CNN, and you do a lot of things there, and you got an important hand there as well, right?
Right.
You handle a lot of the business.
I handle a lot of stuff, whether it's writing, reviews, going actually out in the field, writing the interview questions, even posting the material. You know, I'm not the only one that posts, of course, but I have a big part of that too.
Hey, it's tribute for me to hear this, you know, from you, because you guys also, you know, put something together, kind of like a platform for the artists.
Right.
It's crazy because, man, there's so much involved that people don't really see.
There's so much to cover, you know. Like, we can all be in all the places.
We could have a whole nother conversation at a bar or something. But, hey, let's talk about this, though. You also have material of your own out. Let them know, man. Let them know what it is, man, your new project, bro.
Okay. The new project is called Once Upon a Time in Compton. There's going to be 3 songs on there featuring Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Big Bro Cocaine. You already know what it is. Buddy Boy Entertainment. And also on there is going to have Tash from the Alcoholics. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it for the features. But it's I'm looking forward to getting it out there.
Yeah.
How long you been working on it, bro?
Honestly, I've been working on it for about 2 years.
Okay.
Because the Dub CNN stuff takes up time.
Of course.
Section it out like seasonal. Like,
right.
I'll be doing Dub CNN. Like, okay, this month I'm gonna get some music done. You know, and it's crazy because when I first started working at Dub CNN, I was actually doing my music, and I guess the boss saw some other talents that I could do, and 2 years later, you know, I'm more Dub CNN than artist.
That's all right, though. You get about to sprinkle them real quick, though.
Sometimes
with this
it gets
new
sucked
one.
In. And yeah. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you love it. I mean, we all love it. So.
Did you link up with him through, you know, the big homie Coca? We got to get him on here too, man.
Oh, yeah,
by the way,
Cocaine,
man. I got some shit back. Like, oh man, I can't remember what something Fahrenheit. I can't remember.
Slow burning.
Oh man,
22.5 Fahrenheit.
22.5. I couldn't remember the numbers, but man, I got that shit still on cassette, sitting at the crib,
dope,
bro. But that shit is hard as fuck. Cocaine. He meshed like he could rap too, but he meshed kind of like a funk singing style with hip hop, bro. And I thought that was dope.
I did too.
The
fact that he can actually rap and also. Like you do the soulful part of it. Speaking of Cocaine, you know, he has a new project coming out too this year, 2016, and we've been promoting it too. He has a new single with Short Chop called Plastic Surgery, so you guys look out for that.
You guys are promoting that heavy too, right? You guys are on that one, right?
Definitely.
Short Chop, man. West Coasters right there.
Oh,
man.
And shout out to Open Bar Radio because they've been showing a lot of love with that song too.
Okay. Open Bar, man. The homie Exhibit, man, that's what's up. Hey, how many songs are on the album, man, that they're going to get?
It's going to be a 17 song. 17.
Okay.
No, like 17 songs.
Oh, what's the name of it? You didn't tell us the name.
Once Upon a Time in Compton. You know what I'm saying? You guys look out for
that.
You
did tell us. My bad.
Yeah.
Me and Cocaine already have a single that's out right now. You guys can go get called Everywhere I Go. It's just a single we did. Put it out as a single, you know.
Where can they find it?
iTunes, Amazon. You can listen to it on SoundCloud. We didn't do a video for that one yet. We did do a video for the song we got called The Game Chose Me. That's about 3 years old now, though.
Okay.
You know.
How are you going to, because you are so busy, and I can relate, you got your hand in a couple things here, but how are you going to mix it with the promo? For the album and still do Dub CNN too, bro.
Are you in it for yourself?
You're still figuring it out. No,
that's so crazy you asked that because I've already thought of that. Trust me. But it's crazy you asked that because it's a left field question. I'm not going to promote it myself. Because I think that's a conflict of interest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
So, but my boss got my back. You know, my boss
there it
got
is.
My,
that's what's up.
My
okay,
boss got
yeah.
my back. Cocaine got my back. You know, they're going to get it, but I'm not going to do too much promotion myself. That look crazy. Like the guy writing for Delsin is.
But, no, but hey, I mean, man, well, people, but, you have your team of people that know you, you know, and right. then there's nothing wrong with them sharing right. their thoughts.
But
you
I
know?
Don't mean,
on
I don't
platform.
Mean so much of you promoting it on there, but you got to go out and, like, hit spots and do
right.
it. You got to do your own interviews like
right.
you're doing now, bro.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
you got to kind of mix that and then go back to work for Dubs.
Exactly,
CNN.
Exactly.
Right. That's true.
That's the part I'm not looking forward to.
Okay,
you know
so yeah.
yeah
get no sleep like we do over here. That's what's up, man. I want to thank you for coming through, bro.
Thank you, Robbie. Let
me ask you, because you have your hands in a couple different things, is there anything else out there that you want to do that you haven't yet, man? You're part of a network, a platform for hip-hop, but also an artist.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to kind of mess with it? You might have some expertise in or something.
Like, man, you got some good questions, man.
Oh, every once in a while, you need a haircut? We got
you
barbers over
we
here.
Have.
You need a haircut? Hey, see, DJ Gummy. By the way, we're going to put a camera over there, but we found a model, DJ Gummy. He's in the building. He's getting a fade right now. He's like, how'd you know, Rabbit? I wanted to get a fade. I go, hey,
he's
we happen to have barbers.
About to get
here.
Faded right now.
No, but to answer your question, everything, man. Like, you know, like everything, you know.
Do with entertainment or just hip hop in general?
Entertainment.
Okay.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Entertainment. That's kind of like on the vibe I'm on too, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about hip hop, but
yeah.
anything entertainment wise, like I'm on, dog. I like, you know, showing when the crowd appreciates the show, like
yes,
and I'm
yes.
somewhere part of it. I feel good about that.
I'm the same way.
Yeah,
so.
Like
the same way.
Rhyme Fest LA, it was pretty.
Rhyme
dope.
Fest,
yeah.
right? We were there.
Right, I was supposed to be there. Guap was there.
Oh, Guap,
shouts out to Guap, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on him to give me the footage. Guap, yeah, I put you on blast.
Hey,
yeah.
me and Susie got to jump on stage real quick, and we actually introduced, man, Immortal Technique, where she got a dope photo with him. Yeah, that's
dope.
It was. I think we got there right at the peak of, like, the crowd, because they were just waiting for Immortal.
Right, right.
And we just got up there, and we're like...
We took our opportunity.
Hey, what's up, giant crowd?
Yeah. Hey, giant crowd, yell with me.
Introduce myself.
Yes. Hey, shouts to Ivania getting that footage over
Come on,
there,
listen
too.
Up.
Yep.
Ivania was a savage on the stage. She was pushing other
That's
people
that.
Off, like, to get footage.
Hey, was it good, though?
No, it was good.
Seen the footage yet?
It was good. It was good, yeah.
Shout out to Wacko. He was doing... actually live shots and then pushing it out right away.
So the
stuff that usually you see outlets do, like the wrap up, that kind of quality footage, he was turning around in minutes.
And also his team.
Saw it and I was like, when was this? And he's like, I just shot that a couple minutes ago.
I heard of him
ago.
Before.
Wacko.
Yeah, he does
videos. WackoFilms.
Yeah, Wacko Films.
He knows him too. Yeah, he's
Follow
a weirdo.
Follow him
dog.
At Wacko Productions. Yeah, 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 he's on A's everywhere and he's a jack of all trades, but
he's
excellent at this whole video stuff because it's just the wait time is just cut out.
Right.
And the quality is still there.
A lot of times you have to wait a week, 2 weeks. Trust me, I know.
I walked into the door and he already had just like,
hey, they had a team going on there though. And I, just real quick, I want to shout out Lyric and Chio.
Shout out Chio. She's killing it too.
Letty, and that they were all holding it down, you know, filming and doing the interviews.
Right.
So they had a little team thing going on.
Yeah, he had
so.
A thing where all the photographers would put in their chip and then they would go shoot, and then turn in the chip and grab a new one. So it was like constant.
What's it called? You know what I'm talking about. The chain thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Assembly line.
Assembly line.
I didn't think of it either.
And like just different, they were at different areas, you know? So they were just getting different shots all around and he was just putting it together.
So before you bounce, Playa, let them know, you know, where they could get at you for your music and also the network, you know, that you work for, man. Let them know one more time, man.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at West Haven Blast, Facebook, Instagram, everything basically, West Haven Blast. Follow the movement, Buddy Boy Entertainment. Follow Cocaine at Cocaine Official. Stay tuned to Dub CNN, of course, at dubcnn.com. That's dubcnn.com. Stay tuned to bside.net.
Thank you.
Yeah, always bringing through. I've been here before. They always bringing through dope artists. people, actors, all that. So stay tuned.
That's right,
awesome.
Man. We out here trying to get it, man. We're doing our thing for the hip hop community and all that stuff and entertainment in general, right. Like we talked about, man. Thank you for coming through, bro. And we'll be working with you guys a lot. We already know that. We got a lot of stuff coming up. So
absolutely.
We'll be right back after this, man. We're gonna play this one right here. Go ahead and introduce this, man. There's the video.
Okay. Y'all check this out. The new video from Cocaine featuring Too Short, "Loving a Pimp."
There it is right there, man.
Let's do it. Peace out.
DJ Zion on the mix. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you love this bitch. That's right. Shut up. Cocaine. Hey, love it, man. It's your OG Short Dog.